Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble. I think the problem is the content isn't genuine. When that veil is pulled back, fans realize, like, oh, this person that I idolized is a monster, and then they freak out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you should do in any legal situation, is face all of his lawyers by yourself.
A guy thinks I was super in, like, thinking that we were dating, and he, like, avoids me now because he thinks I'm, like, in love with him or something.
Virgo season, I'm just gonna wear a cloak all month and hide away and be like, don't look at me.
An old TV in the back just playing Ally McBeal.
Yes, do it, Ally.
Yes, you litigate.
What level are you?
All 37. Right. Just.
Okay, I'm a little behind.
Hey, oh. It's the Smashcast, number 15, bros.
What?
Oh my gosh, I'm really glad I realized you were starting because I was about to sing some really copyrighted music.
Oh, good.
That's to cancel
good
the
thing.
Whole podcast.
Yeah. Today, myself, Ian Hecox, is joined by the lovely Courtney Miller and the illustrious Shane.
That's
Top.
Me. Illustrious. Painting a lot.
I'm having a great morning. My avocado toast was creamer free.
I saw somebody comment on that episode when we talked about the avocado toast. I believe that was two episodes ago. Because not only did we talk about avocado toast, I also talked about my snobbery about coffee, which you will not stop me from being snobbish about coffee. Mm-mm. Somebody was like, wow, they're so California. It's like, I think people enjoy coffee everywhere. Pretty much.
Funny story, my Keurig broke the next day after we recorded that podcast.
Sign from God. Keurigs,
but I fixed it because I'm a handyman.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Dude, I fixed my dishwasher last Whoa. Weekend. I felt like such an adult. It was the easiest thing ever.
I was going to say, are you all like greasy? Are you in a wife beater?
No.
With a rag.
It was like Lego. I took like two pieces off and I was like, oh, there's the problem. And then,
oh, there's a chicken bone in the spinner thing.
There was like a bunch of paper in there. I don't know if somebody was trying to wash their homework in my dishwasher.
They put a paper plate in there.
Yeah,
I like that it's your home, so you're like, who is doing this?
You say that a lot.
Hey, like, who was doing this in my house?
Like, with where? I don't know how this decoration got here. It's like, who is in your house other than you?
I don't know.
Hey, who pooped in my bed?
Well, that was me, clearly. But the other stuff, I don't know. I don't pay attention to things. But I do. I will say. I thoroughly rinse all of my dishes that go into the dishwasher.
Oh, good.
Like the good boy that I am.
Right.
And this must have been perpetrated by somebody else.
Interesting.
I'm just putting it out there.
Interesting.
Was it Ryan Todd? Because he's been living with you.
Oh,
that's true. So,
boy.
So Ryan Todd, our longtime director. Still lives in Sacramento, and he comes down here to shoot with us and to work with us. So to save money, I allow him to sleep on my couch. We trade off every other week. So it's kind of like every other week. It's like we're two divorced dads that
Aww.
Live together.
Don't you have a guest room? Couldn't you get a bed and put that in there?
I do have a guest room.
You should put a fold-out.
You should get a bed. Guys, let's start a petition. Get a bed for Ryan Todd. And also in that same petition, can we also make sure that Ian goes to therapy?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let's try to make...
Same petition.
Let's try to make some money off of this. Purple, hit us up if you want us to sponsor your beds, because I know they do a lot of podcasts, right? I don't know. That's a bed company.
I've never
sponsor
heard
us.
All right,
and then also Talkspace. Hit us.
Yeah,
up
both
of
you
well.
Guys.
Yeah,
get
please.
Him. Get at him.
Because I'm not gonna go to therapy until I'm paid for it.
Oh my gosh. He goes to college to become a therapist to get paid for therapy.
No, in the last episode, Pam came on here, my ex-girlfriend, and we talked about how I never went to therapy and how I need to go. And I'm like, yeah, I still I need to go to therapy. And like, I totally believe in therapy and all this stuff, but I still haven't gone. Someone has since created a Twitter profile. The name of the profile is Ian's Reminder. And the bio says reminding Ian to go to therapy. And now they're just tweeting me every day saying, go to fucking therapy. Go to fucking therapy.
Nice.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you need to go to fucking therapy.
I think it's important to go. Even when you don't think anything's wrong with you.
That's when you should go, because you want to go before something awful happens that then brings out, that exemplifies all those insecurities and issues. You want to?
I don't have any insecurities. What are you talking about? I'm not insecure about anything.
What are you talking about, bruh? Not insecure?
Do you want to fight right now?
Insecurities are for girls. I don't have any.
And I'm not a girl. I'm not insecure about being a girl. Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy the timing of my therapy. I had my first session the day before the shutdown of Defy or whatever.
Wow. Good timing.
So it was right before anything was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need a nice little pillow to fall back on.
Yeah,
I was actually really impressed with the response to last week's episode. There was obviously a couple tweets that were like, "Wow, got a freaking beta over here."
Oh my god!
But actually,
those guys are always going to be that way, though.
But surprisingly, it was only a couple. Like everyone else was very positive. Some people were like, "Wow, that like really encouraged me to go talk to my significant other."
That's awesome.
And like, "Oh wow, I like related to this part of it." Good. So yeah,
yeah. Sometimes the internet likes healthy, non-abusive relationships on Twitter.
I was listening to it on my drive home, and I got halfway through it, and it was so good. I listened to it while I was at the gym as well. Like, I kept going. I was like, I got to keep listening to this, man. This is
in between squats. He's just hearing Pam, like, lovely voice.
It was leg day.
Yeah.
While I was listening to you guys talk about your problems. I was doing squats, listening to you guys talk about your relationship. How's that make you feel, Ian?
It's a little strange. I feel like I need something a little bit more up tempo than.
Well, I did do some lunges.
Okay.
While you were so that you mean the what you're listening to is up tempo.
Yeah.
I was saying
yes.
What I was doing was up tempo while listening to. I think
podcasts during workouts, especially when it's like the boring parts like cardio. I totally love a podcast. It makes it go way faster. Except for when it's a funny one and like when I'm like in the middle of like doing a set or something,
yeah,
I start,
and you
laughing,
start laughing
and I'm like, oh god, I have to find it.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I always avoid that for that reason. Well, same thing if I'm running and I'm listening to a comedy podcast. I don't want to look like a psycho.
Running like, and just laughing maniacally.
Yeah. It's strange. Have you ever seen somebody smiling while they're running?
No.
Oh.
It's weird.
Yeah. I'll sometimes listen to audiobooks while I'm at the gym, and that's a full body workout, working out your mind and your body at the same time. Yep. I've listened to the entirety of the first couple Game of Thrones books while I was working out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you work out for a while. How long do you work out?
I'd say it's roughly hour 15 to 2 hours.
He's doing pull-ups. This character was, blood was gushing on him. He's like, la, la, la,
Littlefinger turned to Sansa and said, Sansa, you can trust me, I promise. And I'm just like,
Don't do it, Sansa.
Sansa, don't listen to him.
But I was like, about the podcast episode, what I meant was like it's you hear usually so much drama and like hatred coming from breakups, and I think it's refreshing for people to hear the healthy side and good side of a breakup, unlike what's been happening on Twitter lately.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit of what could you call it, a shit show lately on the internet.
Yeah, there's three sort of. It's every time you think it's going to smooth out a little bit on internet land. It doesn't, and it's only gotten worse.
I think this has been the craziest couple of weeks as far as YouTube goes, just because it's been so many different. All of these would work if they were in 1 month, each of them individually.
Right.
They all happened within 2 weeks of each other.
Yeah, man. And we thought the pro Jared thing would smooth over, and you know that'd be done with, and everyone would go into their respective holes. But oh no, baby.
No, it's not.
Because I woke up this morning to my friend being like, "Whoa, you seeing this?" And it's Holly Conrad, the accused mistress of the whole cheating scandal with Pro Jared, clapping back at the former wife of Pro Jared, and just, you know, kind of spelling out this whole story with receipts, being like, "Hey, she's not great. She's abusive. She said that, like, you know, this whole sort of like poly, there was like a poly relationship kind of thing with poly. Those of you who don't know, I don't know if people don't know what that means, but like, you could be with or sleep with other people in a in a relationship." And I guess she said she was okay with that. Then the receipts didn't exactly show that she was okay with that.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the thing. Like, that's why, like, I didn't want to, you know, make, when we were talking about it before, like, I didn't want to make it about Holly. 'Cause it's like, we don't know what goes on in a personal relationship, and that's honestly none of our business. And that's why I chose to focus on, you know, him soliciting fans for nudes.
Which is obviously still the case.
Yeah, still the problem.
Still did that.
So that's still the crime.
Yeah.
The overall crime. But as far as their relationship goes, you can't really know what really went on there. And that's the same with the Tati and James Charles stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because Tati comes out, accuses James Charles of all these things that are kind of personal between the two of them. Everybody takes her side because they're believing her.
Yeah,
and then
James Charles
comes back a week later, and they're all like, "Oh, now Tati's the villain and James Charles is our hero." And it all made me realize, I'm like, if you don't know someone personally, you have zero idea what's going on.
Yeah.
You're never going to know.
It's just so uncomfortable and weird to see so many people's dirty laundry. You know, it's just like, remember when you'd be like, "Oh, I love that celebrity. Oh, did you hear he's actually married?" And you're like, "Oh, cool." And that's it. Like, now it's like, I know too much about these people that I don't know. And I feel like I don't like it. I really don't.
And then that scandal, like, opened up to all these other things and allegations that had nothing to do with the reason why she came out in the first place. And look, I'll be completely honest. I didn't watch all of the videos. Because I got better shit to do, and it doesn't involve my life. But I did watch some, and then I saw some of the fallout and some of the other stuff. And it's like, I'm just sitting there like, well, I mean, most of these people are going to benefit from this.
Oh, they're all going to benefit from it.
But but then you have, like, you know, Jeffree Star weighs in and lays on some pretty heavy allegations against James Charles. Saying, I think he said that he accused James Charles of molesting a Dolan twin while he was sleeping or something.
Yeah, I don't
know
the details on that.
I didn't even hear that.
I didn't hear about that. I just saw in James's video, he like was like, "Yeah, there's some weird rumor about him, me and the Dolan twins, but we're fine." And they were one of the first people to call me and check on me and see if I was okay. Where did you hear that one?
Yeah, I didn't hear that one, because all I heard was that Jeffree Star said he was going to come at him with receipts and then was like, "You know what? I choose to just stay out of this."
And like, I take everything back.
But that does bring up something I was upset about with the whole thing. And this was with Tati's thing, because in her video, she said, "James Charles, you kind of harassed or tried to manipulate this waiter." And yeah. I'm curious what other people's opinions are on this, because my opinion is, I'm like, you don't get to bring up an accusation for another victim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is the victim's, that person who was attacked, if they want to bring it to the forefront, if they want to make it public, they are fully allowed to talk about that. You don't get to accuse someone else of doing something to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to say, "Hey, this person, you assaulted this other person, and I saw it." That just opens up a can of worms on the internet that is awful.
Yeah, I guess it was a tweet that Jeffrey had sent to James, and then James posted it. So it's like,
that's weird.
Yeah, but it's like, if you're gonna say, like, that's some high crime.
Jeffrey gets
crime.
Very heated and emotional and like impulsive when he posts on social media. It's pretty regular,
right? But it's like, come on, man. Like, Jeffrey's got this huge business to run. Why is he getting involved in this garbage?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's none of his business. Two grown adults trying to take down like a kid.
Yeah, that's
just
what's...
turned 20. Like,
it was before it even before James Charles came back. I was just like, this is a 37-year-old who mentored this teenager and is now like, I'm going to destroy you because you promoted a brand that competes with me. I'm like, that's crazy to me. That I would never, I can't think of anything that would happen where I'd. In my mind, I'd be like, I'm going to make a 45-minute YouTube video annihilating a person. Mm-hmm. And what is really scary is how much people enjoy it. Millions of people enjoyed watching someone getting destroyed. We love it.
Yep.
We are so into it. It's the gladiatory games of the modern day. It's very sadistic, and it's not massively sadistic, but it's something that seems to exist within the average person.
It just feels like high school, like you hear a rumor and you believe it, and then someone has an even crazier rumor that's like, no, it's actually even more insane. You're like, oh, okay. Like, do not believe everything that you hear.
Well, so these people have a lot of followers and they have a lot of money. And there's nothing we like seeing more than somebody with a lot of money getting, you know, dragged.
Mm-hmm.
because it's like, oh, haha, like, you know, we all, you know, he's a celebrity, and you know, people are jealous of success like that, and obviously there's probably some hatred for like who he is and how he represents himself. So, I mean, and I don't know, maybe a lot of those people are just angry girls too. Like angry young girls. I don't know. I think there's just a whole lot of stuff, and all of our lives are boring. So when something exciting like this happens, you know, some of us happen to jump on the wagon. We're like, yeah, ha ha, watch it burn.
I think a lot of us are just bored. I mean, I think we really want a villain right now because things are so muddy, and that's the reality of life is no one's perfectly good. So we kind of want to find that, and we kind of want to be like, oh, well, this person's evil, so we're all good because that person shows what he's truly bad.
Yeah, people.
So we're not.
They enjoy finding opportunities that are making other people look lower, so they feel higher and feel elevated in their ego.
It's affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. The amount that people unfollowed James Charles
and then
just
came right back.
Crazy. Oh, did they?
They all came right back.
Tati lost a ton of subscribers and they all went back to James.
It was like, so fast.
Hilarious.
It was so fast. And I mean, I can't say that I'm innocent. I mean, when she came out with her video, I was like, wow, I can't believe James Charles. Like that in my head. And now I'm looking back and I'm going, I can't believe I would make a decision that quickly based off a YouTube video.
When she came out that video, my first response is, wow, I can't believe this video is 40 minutes long and it's not getting to the point.
There really isn't a point.
And I was like, so wait, what? Why is she mad? There's something about makeup and... Like, I just couldn't understand why people gave a shit about any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like,
I don't think they knew why. I think they just wanted to hate him.
Yeah. And then it was like, he clapped back with receipts about refuting all the garbage reasons that she had. And then, you know, then we got clapbacks from other people.
Yeah.
And it's all garbage, and it started from a garbage place, and it's just piling on more garbage.
And it's because she made it public. If I met Tati on the streets and she said, Hey,
it's Tati on the streets.
Tati on the streets. and she said, oh yeah, James Charles, he, you know, we're friends and, you know, I helped him start his whole thing. And then recently he promoted a competing brand. I'd be like, that's really crappy. I'm really sorry to hear that. It's that she made it public that was like, that doesn't need to be public. That sounds like a very personal thing. But she chose to make it public, and she felt she faced public repercussions and is now acting like, can't believe this happened. Like, of course it happened.
And if that small mistake hadn't happened with the promotion, she wouldn't have aired out all his dirty laundry and accused him of all this other stuff.
I think she might have still.
Like, maybe if something else set her off.
Yeah.
But it's like she was just waiting for something else. Otherwise, yeah. She was holding this back willy-nilly. Like,
but it's so ridiculous because why did Jeffree Star have to get involved? It wasn't about him. Why did he get involved? Because you see
it's
that
reality
it's,
TV.
Because her video got 16 million views
That's
in like
exactly
2 days.
It.
And
it's smart. It's why yeah. Jake Paul was like, oh, this is the thing that's working right now.
And then cancels Cody Ko.
Cody Ko, or I'm going to cancel you. But this is the thing. Even though it appears as though it blew up in Jake Paul's face, Jake Paul is going to get more views from this. Mm-hmm. That video got so many views. Yeah. It works. It works every time.
It works for now. But
yeah, it's
what is the public opinion of Jake Paul? Not that he's ever really seemed to care about the public opinion, but it's not... I don't think that's really thinking long term. When you're just looking for short term massive gains, you're not thinking about, does this really reflect who I am and what I believe, or am I just chasing something in the hopes that I get views mm-hmm. or followers? Mm-hmm. But yeah, that oh God.
I will say that video is hilarious.
Well, okay, so let me wrap up the sure. James Charles thing. I just want to just wrap that up, nice little package, kick it into the garbage can. they all made those videos. They all got massive amounts of views. Then people were like, okay, where's the proof of all this crazy shit? Molestation, accusation, all this stuff. And then suddenly everyone's like, we've decided to all just be friends. And this whole thing is in the past now. Please, no one ever talk about it ever again.
Well, I think, in a way, I think James Charles kind of had the last word because he had all the receipts and had actual video proof from the people who were accused and all this stuff. He had proof that those things weren't true. And then Tati was like, I'm on family vacation, so I'm not going to speak on it. And then Jeffree's like, I'm coming at you with the receipts. And then the next day, he's like, you know what? I'm never doing this again. I take back my involvement.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, so you are – okay, so James kind of won. And that's how I see it. I feel like James kind of won that one.
I think the only people that won
– were the people watching?
Was YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damn, YouTube that got a lot of views. So many views.
It's crazy. I mean, the reality is we don't know any of them. We have right. no idea.
That's mm-hmm. so
and
weird.
And you might think you know who's the worst person on the internet or the worst, you know, person out there. You have no idea. There's probably a YouTuber you think is great and is actually evil. Mm-hmm. You have no clue.
Yeah, it's like with Jake Paul's documentary that Shane Dawson did. It's like I wanted to watch it, but like I just would get upset and be like, this is literally none of my business. This is no one's business. I don't need to understand this person. It's their job to put out content and for other people to enjoy it. Like, it's not your job. Like, Bo Burnham dealt for a long time with when he would perform and have this persona on stage. When people met him in person, they expected him to act a certain way. And it's like, no, that's a separate thing. I'm still a human being and I have my life that I'm going to keep my own. It's mm-hmm. like, people, I just, like, I hope this whole cancel culture and like this everything is my business stuff is just people just need to get over themselves and like just allow content to be enjoyed and be genuine. And I just hate it.
I think the problem is the content isn't genuine. So then when that veil is pulled back,
yeah,
then fans realize like, oh, this person that I idolized is a monster, and then they freak out. So I think it's really just like people aren't representing who they truly are online. And because YouTube is so close to reality compared to mm-hmm. television or movies, people feel like, no, 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 that is the real person.
Yeah.
We pretend it's reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a David Dobrik vlog, he presents it as if it's supposed to be real. Obviously, it's completely...
So wait. You're not telling me that in the daily, normal world, David Dobrik just isn't going around buying people Ferraris? No, I refuse to believe that. I think he's been doing that since day one.
I feel like the last time I saw him in person was like at VidCon, and he's just like tired.
Did he?
Like,
I'm sure he's tired. The guy works so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the thing I'll say overall is every YouTuber, regardless of what type of content they're making, they're all hard workers, man. Mm-hmm. Even Jake Paul and Logan Paul, I'm like, God, the work ethic is crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone's just grinding.
And people who have worked, I think we know some people who have worked with James Charles, and they've said James Charles is like a powerhouse and he works really hard too.
I don't doubt it.
James Charles, or Jeffree Star has the freaking company. Like they all.
All three of them are super hard workers.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, when did James Charles start making videos? When he was like 14?
A couple years, yeah.
Like the fact that he has this. He has such a control over the way that he presents himself, and even I actually watched his entire receipts receipts video.
Me too. That was entertaining.
And he is you could tell he has total control of like how he looks on video.
Totally.
And he's able to completely put together this like 12-minute long run-on sentence that you literally can't escape the video because he's so good at like
whether he talks so fast.
Yeah. And so constantly that there's no way that you can actually like pull away. Like with the Toddy video, I was like a minute in, I was like,
yeah, there's a lot of pauses there. Yeah, a lot of pauses. Nope. I think James Charles has mentioned he's actually like impatient in general. Like with other makeup videos, he puts it on like sped up.
Yeah.
So when he watches them, and I think he's generally just like wants things to move.
So
faster.
He just thinks in just two times.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
I believe that, man. He is a product of growing up on YouTube.
Yeah. And he was the first male on the CoverGirl magazine.
I wish the cancel culture affected other jobs like it does makeup gurus on YouTube. Because imagine if your house was on fire and some firefighters showed up and it was like, oh, that's Craig the firefighter. He was mean to his buddy Steve the firefighter and he didn't support Steve's birthday. So, Greg, get away. You're not allowed to take out the fire here in my house. I don't support you.
That's my dad's whole life.
And that's the tea.
And that's the tea.
and that's the tea, Chief.
Yeah, cancel culture is very strange.
Yeah.
Who do you think was like the first person online that got canceled?
Wasn't it Toby Turner?
That's kind of? That's. I mean, that's one of them for sure. But there's
kind of one of the big ones.
Shay Carl kind of got canceled.
That afterward?
That was after.
I don't know. There's probably someone forever ago who got canceled, but it really is more now because we follow people.
Yeah.
We used to just kind of watch video by video, but now people subscribe to someone. And so if something happens, there's a lot of power there in going, oh, I can unsubscribe to you.
Yeah.
And destroy you.
I guess maybe Toby was.
I think he was.
Was really like one of the first people to get like super canceled where, you know, he saw like a serious hit to his following.
Yeah. And that was before the beast evolved. The cancel beast where he would have clapped back because like he didn't really fully clap back. And I think it wasn't until like the past year where he decided to like upload a video like reopening up the whole thing. But
yeah, which is weird.
It's weird. I mean he was the first cancel I ever experienced.
But now we're reaching a level of like the cancel culture where it's now pierced beyond people that care about YouTube drama, like I think like Newsweek and other like publications were reporting on the James Charles situation. And so you have all these like 40-year-old, you know, stay-at-home moms that are like, what, who is this James Charles man?
Yeah. Well, the James Charles thing is also weird because with Toby or with a lot of things, it's canceling someone because they committed a crime or something. It's like, oh, they're a criminal. That's one thing. But the James Charles one, we were canceling him and we weren't really sure why.
Yeah.
That's what was weird is I'm like, I'm never going to cancel someone because of a personal thing that happened between him and a friend if he didn't support. Like, honestly, even hearing it's like people were mad. People were canceling him because he didn't support her brand and he supported a community. And I'm like, that is a business decision that he is allowed to make. I do not care what business decisions he makes.
And the circumstances are all the thing. But yeah, I feel like I've had people who are like in the digital space who have wronged me, and I'm like, you have the option to not be able to work through it on your own and be okay, or you can get it off your chest in this kind of immature way, which is announcing it to the world.
Yeah.
Which is like a feast for all websites, Twitter. Everyone goes to Twitter to see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone's just feasting on it and gaining AdSense from everything. It's crazy.
Also, the thing that like she got mad at him about were fucking vitamins.
And she made so much money off of the whole thing for her vitamins.
vitamins that will make you pretty.
I can't believe James Charles ate Flintstone vitamins. That made her so mad.
I just don't. I don't know. Supplements. I just
it's
like
ridiculous.
When I see ridiculous. It's like supplements. I'm like, okay.
It is weird though because I feel like we exist in this part of YouTube. There's a lot of channels that are just so out of the drama, and then there's all these channels that are constantly in it. Mm-hmm. So it's weird to watch it from the outside.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean, I guess now I'm like, wait, now are we part of that drama loop?
No, because we're not like reveling in it. It's not like Keemstar or something where it's like, oh, wait till you hear this.
Do you mean wait till you hear this?
It's also kind of in the past now. Like we're walking around the rubble being like, oh, what happened here?
We're like, whoa, what's that? That's gross.
But the Jake Paul video I thoroughly enjoyed. That is actually, I wish it was scripted because it's so funny.
Oh my God.
It's him being like, I'm going to confront Cody Ko. He's an internet bully, which he's mainly bringing up just that Cody Ko has made fun of him and his brother.
Oh, no doubt.
That's the reason he's upset. But he goes to confront him and he catches Cody Ko off guard. And all he says is, you're a cyberbully. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm like, this is so funny.
It's almost as effective as the Dobre brothers stop that video.
It really is. Oh, no, yeah. It was actually a joke. I was like, this is so, so funny.
Maybe he's the Kaufman of our generation.
He really could be because, man.
What was Cody's? Is my mic not working? No. Hello?
You just got to get closer.
Hello?
Sorry, Courtney, we canceled you.
I didn't see the video. So what did Cody Ko say?
Cody Ko responded to, in the video, he's just like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for cyberbullying you. He says that. He just kind of
goodness.
And he says it in a very Cody Ko. He's like, oh, man, I'm sorry for cyberbullying you.
Yeah. Also, there's literally no good way that he could have responded in that situation. Like, Jake Paul ambushed him with cameras and was like, you're a cyber bully. And it's like, what are you supposed to say to that? No?
Yeah.
Yes?
Cody Ko uploaded a video just kind of going over it a little bit.
Really? I need to see it. Oh, like, and his podcast comes out.
Okay. Yeah, and he's just kind of like, yeah, it's weird. I don't know what to say about it. I've never, like, the evidence that Jake Paul used is not good evidence.
Cody Ko has totally, like, gone and dissected videos and, like, made fun of people. Like, there's this whole, like, blue-ass water where he's making fun of this, like, influencer.
Yeah.
But he later had that dude on his podcast, and it was, like, a wonderful time, and he's like, oh, I want to have him back. Like, he's actually a really cool dude. And so, like, it just feels like Jake didn't even do much research at all.
No, because Jake is confusing criticism with bullying. Like, what Cody Ko makes is critiques of videos.
Yeah.
He's not bullying people because he thinks they look dumb.
No.
If they say something dumb in a video, he critiques that.
Yeah.
And that's the
whole... so many of those. It's a whole section of YouTube.
And maybe it's a small difference if you're dumb.
Are you cyberbullying Jake Paul?
But I mean, like, look, if he honestly believed that Cody Ko was a cyberbully because he made fun of his videos, then dude's got to take a little step back.
Well, H3 was like, wait, you doxxed Post Malone's house and then he was later held up at gunpoint because of that. So no, you don't get to call someone out for cyberbullying when mm-hmm. you've legitimately bullied people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go and call Jake Paul a cyberbully. I don't have I don't have receipts.
I think it was a stunt. I think Jake Paul knew it was a stunt. I think before he made the video, he's like, this is going to get a lot of views and it'll. Yeah. He actually, all Jake Paul did was help Cody Ko. Cody Ko's going to have so many more views and subscribers now.
I think it's very interesting. Jake was just like, I'm going to try a cancel video. I'm going to try cancel culture and see if that'll. Because, I mean, him and Tana Mojo have been making videos lately, and like that was their whole thing that was like kind of making them more relevant.
Mm.
And they had talked about, like, yeah, we haven't really been controversial in a while. Like, what's the deal?
Mm. The timing was very suspect.
It's very funny. And then Tana, in a way, I think, kind of in using jokes and humor, kind of got Jake. Jake out of that slump of controversy or whatever, just by being like, when he's in a scandal and you're not, and it's like a photo, and everyone was like, ah, ho, yeah. Anyway,
I hadn't been watching their videos, but I heard they were actually kind of endearing. That the videos with him and Tana were actually kind of cute.
It's
and
a
funny
really cute
and
dynamic.
So I mean, hopefully he just goes back to doing that. I mean, I think there's a world where if Logan and Jake, and I haven't heard anything about Logan in a while, but if he just like. Was like, oh, maybe I'll just start making content that isn't like this. I'll just have fun. And
yeah, I think he came out with a couple series that I think were not problematic, but I don't think they were really getting a ton of views. I mean, the problem is like when you build your whole sort of career off of, you know, pushing the limit.
Right.
You have to keep pushing the limit if you want to keep people entertained.
Well, it's like if Keemstar was like, hey, I'm going to talk about positive things today and the good things that people have done. Click. Nobody would watch it. Yeah. It's an unfortunate reality. So I understand there's probably a part of Jake Paul that's real that doesn't want to do that, but he's thinking, I have to. And that's tough.
Yeah. Let's all pray for Jake Paul. He needs it. He needs it bad, guys. Text 555-555-555-555-8555.
I can't sing in the arms of an angel.
0.31415.
One penny a day.
Sarah McLaughlin's angel is playing in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One penny a day will go to Jake Paul.
Just directly
cancel
to him.
So he
fund.
Could
cancel protection
so he could go to school and learn the difference between criticism and bullying.
I'm just thinking of like a anti-cancel suit. That you could wear. It's like, well, you can't get canceled if you're wearing this suit.
I just think all this YouTube drama is going to make for a great YouTube detention sketch soon.
I
think it's time for another.
I agree. We do need to come out with another one of those.
They're really fun. The format's really fun of those ones.
We were having a conversation yesterday of like, oh, if we made another, what YouTubers would we play? So I don't know. We'll see.
Hmm.
We'll see, man.
Because when you played Logan Paul, you died dabbing, right?
I did. Log Paul and died dabbing. So, yeah, maybe we could take on a fictional version of Jake Paul or something.
So Jake and Tana are dating. They're now Jana.
They're quote-unquote dating. Uh-huh. They're, like, teasing that they are, but they aren't, like, just making this will-they-won't-they thing out of nowhere.
It's fine.
They should have a new word for, like, clout dating. You know what I mean? Like,
isn't that power couple?
Well, I mean, like, but power couple could be like a real thing. Like,
true.
Do you think this is a real thing, or is this a play for clout?
No, you're right. It's a clout thing.
So there's gotta be a new. We need to come up with a new word for that, because you know, first it was like drama for clout, and now it's like, oh no, they're getting together and they're like doing kissy things for clout, kiss for clout,
reclout-tionship?
Reclout-tionship?
Relation clout, no, clout. Relationship? I don't know.
We're gonna get to the bottom of this.
Yeah,
we'll let you guys know.
Tweet at us and comment some ideas.
Yeah.
You'll get the credit.
So Courtney, your apartment's falling apart?
Oh yeah, I put that down. my flooring is coming up like in large, like there's one that's like almost as big as this table here. And I like stumble over it sometimes. It's just air. It's like that cheap laminate wood that's just like a layer of rubber pretty much that looks like wood, and in two places it's like a bubble coming up, and they said they were gonna fix it, but it's taking longer than they thought.
Are you sure you don't live above a fault line,
or maybe you live above like a geyser like they have in Yellowstone?
Checked for moisture. There's no leak.
There's no geyser.
Geysers.
Wait, did they check for moisture or did they check for geysers?
They didn't bring their geyser tester.
Dang it. Amateurs.
Yeah.
So my stuff, my furniture is kind of moved around away from the bubbles so that they can cut with scissors, probably, the laminate wood, and lay some new stuff down or re-glue it with some just kindergarten Elmer's scissors. Yeah. They're going to fix it with some scissors and some Elmer's glue.
Elmer's glue, yeah.
Yeah. I love my apartment, though. It's like my favorite that I've lived in so far, for sure. And it was funny when my landlord came in. He's like, you've done well with the place. It makes it look good. And I was like, thank you. It's my favorite so far. And he was like, oh, my God. And it's, like, nice. Cause
are you, like, crazy tight with your landlord?
He's chill. He's young. He's, like, he's not my landlord.
He's 12 years old.
He's, like, I think he, like, works for the landlord. He's, like, the manager for the building. But, like, it's awesome. Like, I texted him about my floor, and he had someone over within the hour. And it was, like, whoa. 8 o'clock at night. Dude, there are things, like, the apartment's dark. I wish I had more light in it. But, like, I'll take a good landlord system over some extra sunshine.
Yeah.
There's priorities in your apartments, guys.
I want to know more about this landlord. Is he cute?
Oh, shit.
He's actually, he kind of looks like you.
Oh, so he's cute. He's, like, real fucking cute. He's a snack.
He has the same,
He's a whole Lunchable.
He's the same, like, kind of monotone-ish voice as you, I think. But his hair is black. And
dark Ian.
Ooh, yeah.
But he's really nice.
My landlord's a older German lady.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a noise complaint early on when I moved in, and she knocked on the door and was like, it's very loud, and it's late at night, so please don't.
What were you doing that was so loud?
We were trying to put up picture frames.
Oh, okay. He's
slanging. Dong.
I can hear that you're slanging dong, so please stop.
Dude, it's so nice. The people next to me who I share a wall with, they moved out, and so it's been empty. That's where my sound system is, and then there's a big gap before the next apartment, and the girl above me says she can never hear me, so I've been blasting music with my sound bar.
Yeah, awesome. Slanging beats.
Slanging beats.
Shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude. Slang those beats, dude.
That's cool. Because I had pitched... some of the people that we work with are now moving closer to the office because mm-hmm. some people live very far away, like our producer Kevin.
And
he lives in Oregon.
I was like, yeah, maybe he needs a roommate. Maybe you could move in him. And you're like, I like living alone.
I do. I've lived with people, and Kevin, you're married. Kevin's married.
Yeah.
And I do not need to live with another. I've lived with couples before, and it's.
Yeah, you don't want to hear marriage banging. No. That's just weird.
Marriage banging is a whole other beast.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they say, like, I do.
I do.
Yeah, you have to keep saying that. You have to keep reiterating.
You have to renew your vow before you bang. That's the rule.
That is, or else Christ will be upset.
As God intended it.
Wow, just a bunch of. I like how everyone who's not married is on this podcast, and all the other people who are in this room are married.
Wow.
That's true. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that, guys?
Cece, Kevin, Ryan, all hitched.
They're just throwing all this judgment at us. Like,
wow, you had to get married and not be famous. Isn't that crazy?
What was the third... because there was like three drama related things on the internet this past week. What was the third one?
You want to get it? All right, yeah, we can get into that. Tfue and FaZe Clan.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything.
I don't know anything about this.
So this is like legal drama.
Yeah. Well, it's like legal and bro dramas.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, because if you know anything about the esports community, a lot of bros.
Interesting.
You know what I mean, bro?
Law and Order. Bro For sure, squad. Bro.
So, yeah, there's this guy. He's one of the top streamers around. He plays a lot of Fortnite.
Oh, what?
And his name is Tfue. Yep.
It's a cute name.
Shane is dabbing.
I'm dabbing.
He joined.
I'm sorry.
You did that on purpose.
It was originally going to be a small burp, but then the rest was like, surprise, I'm coming.
It's okay. We're going to cut that out.
People don't
like burp noises on a podcast. They just don't.
On our podcast?
They want to see it, but they don't want to hear it.
All right.
So there's this very long-standing esports team called FaZe Clan.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got started in like Call of Duty stuff.
Cool. Sick, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, if you, I'm trying to explain, like, if you were to check out FaZe Clan, the kind of guys you would see, because, you know, because you have this idea of what a gamer looks like a pro gamer. You kind of get that sort of thought in your head. Mm-hmm. But these guys, like, they all kind of remind me of, like, dudes that never left college.
Like, go to Warped Tour.
Interesting.
They're total bros, you know what I mean?
Well, gamers come in so many different forms, man. True. It's way different mm-hmm. cultures. If you're playing JRPGs, you are a completely different person than if you're playing Call of Duty.
Or like right. League of Legends. Or
right. League of Legends and Fortnite are completely different types of gamers.
This is true.
Very different types.
This is true. FaZe Clan, very successful. Obviously, the top streamers that are playing Fortnite are making a shit ton of money. Like, dollars on dollars.
Like $5.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
They're making so many dollars.
So this Tfue guy joins, I think he joined maybe a year ago, maybe longer than that. But anyway, he clearly wants out of his contract, and he claims that the contract is extremely predatory. So he urged FaZe to release the contract, and they were going to, then it leaked on its own, where they claim that in the contract, brand deals brought in by FaZe Clan, FaZe keeps 80%.
Whoa.
In-game sticker/merchandise, FaZe takes 50. Brand deals brought in by the gamer. So if advertiser comes to Tfue, and says, "Hey, will you put G Fuel in your videos in your stream?" Mm-hmm. And he says, "Sure." FaZe gets 50% of that.
Whoa.
Appearance fees. 50%.
Oh my God. Why would he sign on to this?
And prize money, FaZe can get 20% of that. This is the issue. So obviously when he first signed this contract, he was a very like small streamer and mm-hmm. I'm sure the idea of any sort of substantial money sounded great, mm-hmm. but I'm sure he also didn't expect to be pulling in millions of dollars a year.
True.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's kind of signed on, and FaZe says that they only collected $60,000 of whatever deal they had with him, but they clearly could be entitled to more. And then, like he said, that they offered to change the contract earlier, and offered him $1 million as like a make good, and he turned that down.
What?
Yeah. So that like if
this is weird.
Yeah. So you can imagine. They're making so much money that FaZe is like, here's $1 million. Just please like sign a normal contract. But this is the
it's
kind
almost
of
like a settlement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of
like, hey, here's $1 million. Just please like.
Well,
I think
FaZe realizes how predatory this contract is as well. And FaZe came out with the sort of video today and they blamed former management.
Interesting.
On making these contracts, but I'm like, look, you're running this company, you know what these contracts, you know what's in these contracts, yeah. And you just said like, well, yeah, I mean, like, look, you know, FaZe was not a popular streamer, he was brought into FaZe mm-hmm. and was pumped up by the other FaZe Clan people mm. in the streams, and he became a big streamer. So
that's
you could say
thing, yeah.
that FaZe should be entitled to some of that money, but it's not. He's doing it on his own channels. It's not like there's a FaZe channel that he's getting famous on. It's his own Twitch channel that he's on.
It's kind of like corporate indentured servitude in a weird way of like, hey, we'll make you famous, but then you owe us for years mm-hmm. and you owe us everything.
Right, like, but it's more like if you were a movie star and say Paramount was like, okay, you're going to be in our movies and we're going to take this amount of money, whatever. But this is like if he were running his own movie studio and Paramount's like, yeah, we'll mention your movie. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
he's doing all the work.
Yeah.
And they're taking all that. So it's a little weird.
They're
I
advertisers
think.
For him.
In a sense, yeah. I mean, and they're probably bringing in some brand deals, but they're taking an insane amount.
He signed that contract just to get known.
I think so, yeah. And I mean, look, when you promise, when you show a kid, you know, six figures, they're gonna go, holy crap, yeah, tell me where to sign.
Yeah.
They don't realize, and obviously he had no way of knowing that he would be making millions of dollars a year. So this is just one of those issues where if you don't hire a lawyer to look at any kind of contract, you can really get fudged over. Because there's no way if this guy brought this contract to any lawyer, he'd go, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, so.
But contracts in Hollywood are just garbage in general. I mean,
this contract's probably illegal.
Oh, is it that
probably
bad?
Like why they offered him money.
Like the labor.
Those percentages or.
Yeah, like the.
Oh, is it over? Yeah, there's probably a lot of guidelines that are not aware of. My favorite thing, though, is the tweet that FaZe sent to Tfue.
Yeah.
He says, I think the wording is, listen, you fuck. Yeah. I still love you to death, bro. Come, like, let's talk. You bring whoever you want, and I'll go alone.
I'll come alone.
And someone retweeted that and was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you should do in any legal situation. Yeah. Is, face all of his lawyers by yourself.
Yeah, that was FaZe Banks. He's been very vocal. He's one of the guys that started FaZe, I believe.
Yeah.
He's the owner of FaZe Clan.
That makes sense.
And it's just like, he just keeps tweeting. I'm like, dude.
Stop.
FaZe, stop it.
Yeah, he's had a lot of stuff in the past that he kind of gets a lot of controversy
of
for.
Course.
And it's because it's people who just get very emotional and heated and use social media as an outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I get it. Like, there's obviously a lot of people coming after him, and I understand his that he feels the need to defend himself. But it's just like, the more you're saying, like, there is somebody posted a GIF in response to like his post, and it's like Tfue's lawyers, and it's that shot of Jack Nicholson like grinning and nodding.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Because it's like, he's just saying all this stuff. I'm like, dude, just
you're
like,
gonna dig yourself a grave, man.
Leave this to the lawyers. It'll all just kind of smooth out.
God.
Like,
always lawyer up in those situations,
yeah,
man.
The and there's not gonna save you.
Yeah, and there's also a theory that Tfue is maybe starting his own org.
Ooh.
So he's maybe using this as a way to be like, I'm standing up for the gamers. We gotta do what's right, and we gotta make things right. I'm gonna do it the right way. So come on over to Tfue
to my
Clan.
Place. My contract only takes 70%, not 80.
So Courtney, it's Gemini season. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it just means that the planets are aligned to be Gemini, but I feel like people are saying that like I'm more powerful. I'm a Gemini, guys. Did you know?
To the planet is more Gemini, or Geminis have more power?
Geminis have more power during this month. I could be wrong. I've just been, people have been like, ooh, it's Gemini season. I was like, oh, I didn't know this was a thing until this year that people were like, ooh, it's Aries season. It's Virgo season. So it's apparently currently Gemini season. It was really weird because one morning, a little bit ago, I woke up and I was just feeling like super empowered, like extremely empowered. I was like, you know what? I'm going to dress up today. I feel good. I'm going to kill it today. I'm taking on the world. I was like, why do I feel so powerful?
You know, it could be Gemini season, or it could be a manic episode.
Or.
Well, I went on Twitter and they're like, guys, today's Gemini season starting. And I was like, whoa, maybe that's why I felt so powerful today, but I don't know.
Have you never felt powerful at all?
Courtney, have you been smoking crack again?
I think maybe that bubble in my floor is just meth being cooked under my flooring.
Just smoking meth. It must be Gemini season because I feel great.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know. Literally this year, I've just started hearing about seasons, and since it's my season, I'm like, all right.
Gemini's the name of your crack rock.
You know what? I think it's fine to celebrate everything. And if you want to celebrate Gemini season, you go ahead. But
thank
I
you.
Think I feel like it. Maybe there is something to it because I hate Virgo season. Like it's September, I hate that month. Even though it's my month, I just am like, it's a lame month.
Would you like someone to wake you up when September ends?
Get out.
Oh, damn.
Even just saying that got copyrighted. Way to go.
Watch out, I'm super powerful right now, so don't threaten me. My
What did you do anything that day that was very powerful? Did you just feel powerful?
Wore boots.
Wow. Holy crap.
What did I wear
Look
that
out.
Day? I don't know. It was just that morning. I was just sitting doing makeup and I was like, man, I feel really powerful.
Did you wear more pins than normal?
I don't think I wore any pins. I was like, I don't need these pins for confidence.
Oh.
I have it.
Whoa.
The pins are a defense mechanism.
Yeah. The pins are my insecurities.
Mm.
I wear a lot of pins. I actually had a little hard time this morning because I had a specific set of pins I wanted to wear to match the red on my pants.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, so I need these red pins. And I was putting them all in one jacket. And I finally got them all on, took off all the other ones. And I was like leaving and I saw this other jean jacket. I was like, ooh, that one's really cute. Took all the pins off the one I was wearing. I had to put them and place them all artfully, nicely on that one. I was like, wait, I can't wear this jacket because it's black. Because that blends in with the podcast wall, so I have to put them all back, all these pins back. Oh. Pin problems, am I right, boys?
Son of a bitch.
Pins are hard.
Yeah, pins are real tough.
Man.
Screw you, Shane.
Meanwhile, Shane just shows up in the same shirt, just a different color every day.
This is actually a brand new shirt. I bought this shirt this week. I'm not kidding.
It's a nice green. I actually
do like that color.
Thank you. It looks really good. I actually put on a – I was going to wear a tie-dye shirt today. I bought a tie-dye shirt for the first time in my life.
Whoa.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling powerful enough to rock this today. I was like, someone's going to make fun of me, and it's going to destroy me.
Yeah.
Tie-dye's coming back, man.
Maybe in Virgo season you can wear it.
No, Virgo season I'm just going to wear a cloak all month and hide away and be like, don't look at me.
It's Virgo season.
It's Virgo season. I need to go organize some things.
Ew.
I need to organize, light some scented candles, and read a book.
Watch Ally McBeal.
I'm going to watch Ally McBeal. All Virgos watch Ally McBeal on repeat.
Ew.
You Geminis wouldn't understand. Going further into my cave. An old TV in the back just playing Ally McBeal. Yes, do it, Ally. Do it.
Yes, you litigate.
People listening love this. I know you're all Ally McBeal fans. Oh, God.
So I figured I'd end this podcast with some funny news.
Uh-oh.
So Moby came out with a book or something?
Nice.
Came out with a book.
Call me Ishmael. I've read it.
Nice.
Oh,
I like that.
Man.
That was a good one.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
I like the
You
Moby.
Don't get it. Moby Dick.
That's the first sentence.
Herman Melville.
In the book. Call me Ishmael.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh my God. I have actually read that book and I don't recommend it.
So he wrote a book, I guess. And in it, he talked about his relationship with Natalie Portman, the famous actress.
And rapper.
You may have seen her in things like Leon the Professional.
Star Wars.
Phantom Menace,
yes.
Black Swan.
Darjeeling Limited.
Is she in Darjeeling Limited?
Yep. Right at the beginning. Haha. Oh. I threw a deep one in there.
Oh, that's my favorite, like one of my favorite movies.
Wow. Well, yeah. Clearly not.
Oh, Leon the Professional, also one of my favorites.
Leon the Professional.
Dude,
incredible.
Leon the Professional so good. Is so dope.
It's so good. So that was good. On the list of movies you gave me when I first started.
That movie's so freaking dope.
Natalie Portman's in a lot of hits, man. We could probably list movies.
She's a great actress. She's a lot of things.
She's one of the best.
One of those things, though, is someone who has not dated Moby.
Yeah, so Moby claimed that they dated, right?
Yes.
And she was just like, no.
Yes.
What?
So,
can you imagine if I just like tweeted being like, you know, my relationship with Olivia Wilde 5 years ago was crazy, but, you know, it was short-lived.
Yeah.
I just said stuff.
And I saw this photo. I saw this photo of Moby with like his arm around Natalie. And she's like laughing, but it's like the sort of girl laugh, like I'm really uncomfortable, but if I say something, I might get my neck snapped.
Oh my God!
It's kind of like a ha 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 kind of laugh. So apparently, she claims they never dated.
Jesus.
And he's like, look, I understand, guy looking like me, you wouldn't want to admit that you dated me. And that was his response. So he's clearly convinced that they had dated.
She's like, we never dated.
She said we had never dated. And then there was this woman that tweeted about it. And she's like, I've been in these situations before where, like, I just went along with like, this guy thinking that he dated me for this period of time. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
and then I looked at all the responses. I looked at all the responses, and there were so many other women that said the same exact thing.
Where, yeah, the guys, he's just really likes, he has feelings for, or just like one person has way more feelings for the other person and it's not reciprocated. Like that, it happens. And then they go on thinking that there was something that maybe wasn't a mutual thing.
But to go, like, to be in like all these situations and not say,
with
like
the same way they, all those women had it with him?
No, they're saying that guys just guys in general. Just guys in general being like thinking that they're dating and then in
it's you both know, genders people, for any gender.
That's so weird. That's so weird. Maybe they just hung out.
How can you be so convinced?
And he just thought it was a date, but I don't know. That's so weird. Or he's just blatantly lying for clout.
Yeah, trying to make his book more relevant.
But it is a weird thing to make up too, because it looks weird on him.
Oh my God.
It's like, he was in his 30s and she was barely 18 and he's like, dated. Yeah, I think in the words of Eminem, Moby, you're too old, let go. Doesn't he say that in that song? It's something like that. Just rips on
that's listen, back in the 90s. Nobody listens to techno, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Eminem, ahead of his time, ripping on Moby.
Yeah, it's rough. Have you guys ever had that? Like where someone is way more emotionally invested in something than you?
Well, it's less that, that's fine if someone has feelings for someone, but to claim that they dated if they clearly didn't.
Yeah, that's
what
I mean.
Were the signs that he was thinking that?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, I figured it's a pretty understood social contract that you have with somebody if you're dating or you're not.
And you go on dates, and it sounds like they didn't go on any dates.
You go on dates, you get a little smooch, maybe a little more than that. But I mean, then I would assume then you would both understand that you're dating. So did he just like have her arm around her sometimes, and he's like, aha, my girlfriend.
Aha, honestly, it sounds like it, and that's not so great.
Have you ever been in anything like that, Courtney?
I mean, I feel like I'm in a I was going to bring up this story where I think a guy thinks I was super in, like, thinking that we were dating, and he, like, avoids me now because he thinks I'm, like, in love with him or something.
Oh, weird.
Where, like, we hooked up, and then, like, he acted like we were going to keep hanging out, and I was like, okay, like, I was literally, like, freshly single. I wasn't, like, obviously trying to have anything at that time. It was a birthday hookup. That's all it was to me.
Yeah.
And
it was Gemini season.
It really was, and
was
I needed
Gemini?
This.
Was it Gemini season?
Yeah. It was my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Gemini season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. I forgot we no longer go by months or days. We just go by
moons.
Yeah.
It's Gemini season, once again, very different from Virgo season.
This is my moon.
Because Virgo season, I'm like, don't talk to me on my penis ever again. We're going to go watch Ally McBeal, me and my wiener.
However, my penis is going to go watch Grey's Anatomy. Sandra Oh. He just loves Sandra Oh.
Killing Eve is great.
Killing Eve is great. Sandra Oh is actually fantastic in that show.
I'm enjoying season two less.
Oh my gosh, I'm behind on it.
I'm so behind. I've only watched the pilot, the season premiere.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Sandra Oh is great in it, though.
Yeah, I'm very hooked on all the shows that I was watching outside of Game of Thrones, because after Game of Thrones just broke my heart.
Yeah, it's
I'm
really
now
sad.
Like, wow, I really love What We Do in the Shadows and Killing Eve and Attack on Titan.
And Barry. Yeah. One Punch Man's back.
It's great.
It's getting better, I feel. Animation's like still not as like OP as the first season was, but
great.
Do you guys think Game of Thrones would have been a good anime? I've been meaning to ask people that.
I think a lot of things would be a good anime, but you know what I really want? Wait, sorry, did we finish your story?
I mean, it was kind of open-ended, but it's like it's just a thing that happened. Okay. I mean, I've been through that a couple times where like I when I'm newly single, I slang dong a little bit. I mean, there wasn't actual slanging of anything, but like I get a little smooch.
Yeah, I witnessed some of that. Can I mention that?
Oh my God, I didn't think we had enough time left.
Well, it doesn't take that long to explain what
I
witnessed.
Can I explain it, and then you can say what it looked like from far away?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it was my birthday party. I was newly single, unhappy, but also happy because it was my birthday.
And I was there, so you were super happy.
Oh, yeah. It was a nice party. I'm really glad a lot of people came. I was very surprised, except for you.
Oh, Shane, you weren't there.
Where was I?
In your
watching
cave.
Allie McBeal yeah. with my wiener.
So explain it, Courtney.
Yeah, so it was my birthday, and I was wanting to have fun, you know? Jesus. Can I take that back? It's my birthday. There was this guy there that I had known for a while, and, like, we had kind of a little bit of history. And so...
Like, your tongues had history?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But he was there, and I, like, I wasn't, like... super, I didn't expect this to happen, right? Where I was like, I just decided, I was like, oh yeah, like this could be like a thing. And so we were sitting on these lawn chairs in my backyard, and like I leaned over and smooched him. And I don't think, and I think I've done this a couple times where like I don't realize like how public we are when I kiss a guy. And, I enjoyed it very much. What did you see?
Well, what I saw, and mind you, this was a party that you started at probably noon.
Noon, yeah, it was a it was supposed to be like a day thing.
And there was alcohol involved. Yes. Everyone was legal drinking age.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't go. I don't support never mind.
Trying to think of a joke. It's just dumb. Allie McBeal, we'll go back to that good joke.
So I arrived to the party around maybe 8 or 6. So everyone was several drinks in.
Yeah.
And so I was just chilling, you know, just chilling. Had a drink here, had a drink there. I was just kind of just being a dude, just talking to people, talking to Christine Sedelko, who's a very funny lady. Mm-hmm. And I look over, and this is around, like, maybe, like, this getting into, like, the shitty hour, where, like, if you started drinking at noon and you kept a steady stream of alcohol into your system for 8 hours, you get into what I refer to as the shitty hour, which is where your body just starts to just kind of, like, you know.
I actually don't think I've heard this, so I'm really scared.
So what I saw was just a sloppy mess.
Hey, I'm allowed to be sloppy. It's my birthday.
It's Gemini season, bitch. I'm empowered right now.
Because
I have the power crystals, and it's Gemini season.
Because if you guys were listening, they were in separate lawn chairs.
Yeah, we were in separate lawn chairs, and I...
And Courtney decided to... Like, the way that they were going to, like, make out was they were going to stay in their lawn chairs but, like, lean over to each other to make out.
I leaned in and I kissed him from my lawn chair to his respective lawn chair.
It's a bold play.
And then I decided to level up, and we were going to share a lawn chair.
But the whole transition was very awkward because, you know, there was some alcohol, so things, you know, bodily functions not quite as, you know.
So you're shitting yourself.
Yeah.
You're shitting yourself. No, but like, what I don't really recall the leveling up part, but mainly just, like, the leaning over and, like, the chairs kind of, like, sideways. Like, the legs on the left side are just kind of, like, sticking up.
Good.
And, like.
That's how I like it.
And you were kind of, like, just kind of, like, half, like, on him and... The chair was, like, sideways.
Courtney thought this was a cute moment up until right now.
No, I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't cute, but I just, you know.
I'm sure in her mind it was that.
Like, some stuff to the imagination of the viewers.
I'll say that regardless of how romantic it was or wasn't.
It wasn't romantic at all. I just wanted him to smooch and go. That's it.
Right. Makeouts are never going to look good from the third person. It's always awkward.
No, never, never.
But
it's
but
weird.
Just the lawn chair makeout, I was like, I looked over, I was like, and then like I tried not to watch because that would be creepy. But then, yeah, that's right. You did. Then you moved over onto the lawn chair, which is not a two-person lawn chair.
No.
Right?
They never are.
Yeah. That just looked very uncomfortable.
I'm sure it was, but it's Gemini season, so I was impervious. Guys, it was my birthday. I'm allowed to hoe it out.
You're allowed. Oh, we never said you're not allowed.
I wouldn't say you're hoeing it out.
No,
I wasn't.
Not at all.
Look, look, you did the Terminator thing, you know, you scanned the room, you found your target, and you locked on.
Target acquired, going to smooch.
And he was very nice.
And damn it, Courtney, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank I'm proud you. Of you too.
You know, you got what you were trying to get.
Yeah. That was
and you
my,
got it.
That was my quick little
so
rebound.
Fist pound.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we
guys.
Can cut that whole thing out if you want us to.
I don't know. I can't decide. I feel like there's some parts that I'm like, goo, but.
Oh, the whole thing is a goo.
I don't think we should cut this whole podcast. It's pretty rough, honestly.
But maybe, Courtney, just in case as a backup, let's tell your side of the story. What happened?
He made some weird commitments that he was like, we're going to hang out again. And I was like, okay, dude. Like, I was like, because after it happened, I was just like, this is fine. Like, this doesn't need to continue if you don't want. But he's like, no, we totally will continue. But then future events, he like started to like really awkwardly avoid me as if like I was this clingy girl. But like, I literally like left him alone. But like at future stuff that I see him at, he's like super uncomfortable around me. So that sucks. I feel like he thinks that I was like super invested in that night when I wasn't at all. It was just my birthday. But
and it was Gemini season.
And it was Gemini season.
Yeah. I think that's what we can really draw from this talk is that
it's Gemini
when
season.
When Gemini season happens,
Gemini's
Courtney are... throws down.
Yeah, man.
Watch out.
She just watch out.
I will follow a lead.
Yes. She'll follow lead and she will kiss it.
Kiss that lead. And right now, the caterpillar from Bug's Life is the top lead.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know where that came from in my brain, but
no,
real weird, but like down.
No, down. Courtney's lead is Childish Gambino's titties.
Yeah.
Yes. I love Childish Gambino. Titty Childish Gambino is the best Childish Gambino.
And on that note, I think it's about time I wrapped up this podcast. So thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening or watching the Smoshcast. If you're not yet subscribed on the YouTube channel, do that so you can see your pretty faces. You can see all the fun pins that Courtney's wearing.
Oh my gosh. Check it out.
And if you're listening to this podcast on the podcast app of your choice, it comes out 2 days before the YouTube video, and you could hear us say bad words like cod swallop.
Yeah.
And pork.
And Ally McBeal.
Yes. So, and also, we got all our merch. We're not wearing any of our merch today. What the heck?
We got our cups.
Got our water bottles.
I keep my coffee in this every day because it keeps it so hot. And dude, it's big, so it makes me feel like I'm getting more.
Dude, yeah. Smosh.store. Check it out if you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys so much for listening to Smoshcast number 15.
Number 15.
Throw us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Love ya.
Yeah, because we still need more. The more we get, the faster Tinder for Hot Dogs comes out.
Faster for
That's
Tinder
right.
for Hot Dogs.
All right.
Oh, we'll never forget.
No. It's coming. Faster than you think. Actually, I don't actually know when it's coming out. But it's coming. Okay, bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.